Thank you, Paul. I'm with the World Renew. It's a relief and development agency of the Christian Reformed Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I'd like to acknowledge the collaborators in this paper, Kohima Daring, who initiated the model and community engagement in Bangladesh. She's from Bangladesh. Nancy Tenbrook and Grace Krulin. So I'll be sharing with you this morning the use of community engagement in the Child Survival Program in the delivery strategy of services in the continuum of care from the household to the community and the referral to facility. As a disclosure, I have no relationship to disclose. I'd like to point to you what Dr. Margaret Chan, the Director General of WHO, said in 2007. And she said, I think this is a really very important quote. For the first time, public health has commitment, resources, and powerful interventions. And the power of these interventions is not matched by the power of the health system to deliver them, especially to those people who are in need, in adequate scale and in time. I think this is on the spot quote by Dr. Chan. This is Bangladesh, and this is the map of the government. And the red areas are the 14 low-performing districts in Bangladesh. And as you will see, they are mostly in the periphery. And the one in the circle is the Netrakona, which is the project area, as you will see in there. And there's high maternal neonatal mortality in this area. And a survey showed that there's very low skilled birth attendant in these districts in red, that includes Netrakona. Most of the places here are in low-lying areas. So this is how you would go from the road to the houses. And at certain time, they're really isolated because of the monsoon. So imagine if there's a pregnant woman who comes in labor without the support of the community at 2 o'clock in the morning. And she knows that she needs to go to the facility or have at least a skilled birth attendant. What do you do? And this is just the geographic challenge is just one part. How about transportation to the facility? How about money for the transportation? So there are many issues, they didn't go to the facility means they didn't want to go to the facility. So we based the project in, for those who are familiar, the strategy is based on community IMCI. And it has three elements, the partnership with the facility and the community, but a little bit different in the shift and in the focus. So in the first element, it's the shift of power to the people with the emphasis on community engagement and participation. So it's not just the partnership or linkage, but the power shift on the people. And the second, as you're familiar with the element, is the care and information from the community-based service provider. But the shift that was focused on in the project is that community ownership of the community system itself. So not just the care from the providers. And thirdly, in the strategy is just the promotion of key family practices. But in the project, the focus was on the empowerment of the households and the community to change behavior. So there's a little bit of change in here that you will see that was done in the project. And for those who are familiar with the USAID project, we have the results framework. And if you use the different results of the elements, it fits exactly right there. IR1, which is the private partnership, you can put community engagement. IR2 and IR3, you can put service delivery, both quality and equity, and so forth. The strategy was based on a model. It's a three-tier model that was developed by World Renew way back 20 years ago. It's a three-tier model, meaning three different levels, and I will tell you why that is so. And the start or the entry of an individual in the community is being a member of the primary group. And the primary group are divided into male and female. It's gender, there's gender separation to give, so that the women will be able to do things that they would like to do and not being empowered by the men as part of the group. And the activities that they would do would be based on the subcommittee that they will be in. It could be health. It could be agriculture, income generation, or it can be also lending money and for business. And the primary group would elect a representative towards the union, which is the Federation of Villages, and the Federation of Villages will send representative to the third tier, which is the primary group. And the role of the primary group is to direct resources to those in need, to link with the facility, as well as to manage the community-based healthcare. And you will see here that for the objective of increasing access, the access is both in the demand side, which is the community, as well as in the supply side, as they link in and go in partnership with the facility. So the result is the community-based healthcare, which is the health worker selected by the community, managed by the primary group, as well as the people's institution. So this is the reason why it has to be in a three-tier model, because it's not just the people's institution that goes into partnership with their counterpart sub-health district complex, but also all the other groups in the different tiers also work in linkage and partnership with their counterpart in the government health system. So the primary group influences the community clinics, the union influences and participate in the union health and family center, and the people's institution with the sub-district. The most important thing here is the capacity building and the measurement of progress. So each group are trained and they do capacity building for empowerment. And what we use is the appreciative inquiry, which is the strength and asset base, not the problem-oriented. And they have four phases: the discovery, they look for their strengths and what they can contribute to the community. They have envisioning, what they want to be in a few years. And they also design they plan the action that they will do, and later see how they will envision themselves in the future. And they also measure their progress in several areas: health outcomes, health services, capacity, and viability. An example of this is that they create indicators. And for example, in financial capacity, for example, they didn't have any bank account, that will be zero. Once they have bank account, there will be one. And if they have money already in their bank account, it will be two. So at the end, there is really an expansion of their capacity, which is manifested in the sustainability dashboard. We did the final evaluation, and at the end of the program, which is 5 years, we found that there was increase in community engagement and social capital. There is a bridging of the gap in the access through the Emergency Health Fund, which I will tell you later. And there is an exchange of information between community and facility that led to quality decision making. Every month they collect about 25 cents for members, and these are interest-free loans that are given during emergency. They can also buy an ambulance, which is a tricycle that they improvise. And after the capacity building, the members of the People's Institution insert themselves as members of the District Technical Advisory Committee, and they participate in regular meetings. The primary group also worked with the community clinics in order to influence a policy, but it's not one way. It is a two-way thing, because they also provide for cleanliness, security, and some of the things that they would need in the clinic. And the results showed that there's an improved health outcome at the end of the project. The blue is the baseline, and the red is the final report. There's improvement in antenatal care, institutional delivery, use of contraceptive, and birth deliveries. There's also increase in referral and supervision in both facility and community workers. So I'd like to end with a quote by Margaret Wheatley. She's a management consultant who pioneered in health systems thinking, as well as in community development. And this is what she said: "There is no power for change greater than a community discovering what it cares about."